just wanted to start off by saying how happy I am of Dez Bryant and Craig Robertson. Those guys were honored this week with two pretty major awards, Ed Block Courage Award, obviously, with Dez, and the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award going to Craig. I'm happy with how Dez has worked the past year. I'm glad he was honored by his teammates for you know, his dedication and work ethic to get that award. And then Craig, as we all know, is a spark plug in the locker room. Just goes to show how much of a spark plug he also is in the community. So I'm proud of those guys. As far as this week's game, Battle of Ohio Part 2, we're excited about it. We know it's going to be a physical football game. We know we're going to have to play our best game on defense to put ourselves in position to win this football game. And I'm excited. I'm excited to get to Sunday. Jimmy's done a great job. I think a lot of times when people talk about Jimmy, they talk about how he's a coach on the field and how he helps guys in the classroom. You know, if you look at Jimmy the past 2 weeks, I think he's had a sack, he's had two interceptions, he's had an interception on a two-point play, probably about 15 tackles and a couple pass breakups. I mean, he's playing like a Pro Bowl safety right now, so he's playing some of his best football. You know, on the two-point play, just to show what kind of player he is. You know, we had a blitz called. He was supposed to come. He saw something pre-snap, kind of sifted off right into the passing window, ended up intercepting the ball, and they didn't get the two-point conversion. So Jimmy just does so much stuff for us that it doesn't show up in the stat sheet or you don't see, because he's doing it in the classroom, helping other guys make plays, or he's helping other guys throughout the week understand the scheme. I'm glad he's a Brown. I'm glad he came to play for us this year. I'm trying to talk him in every day, playing for an 11th year. So he's doing a great job for us. So I think we look to find great football players to play that position in this scheme, not just, you know, great athletes or guys with great skill set. There's some flexibility in the scheme for those guys to put themselves in position to make plays. And once you get a good understanding for the scheme, which the three guys that we have back there right now they can manipulate it so they can put themselves in position to make some plays. I am, you know, and he does a lot of dirty jobs for us in the defense. And I think last week was probably his most productive rushing the quarterback of the year. But I've been happy with how he's progressed each week in our system. You know, he's doing a good job on the edge in the run game. He's improving every week in the pass game. He does a damn good job in coverage. So his versatility really helps our scheme. It really does. And it really gives offenses a problem on how to identify him. You know, is he a rusher? Is he an outside linebacker? I mean, some of the jobs we give him are jobs of a safety. So he's done a nice job for us. You'd have to ask him where he's at. He's been fighting it all year long. Like I said earlier in the season, he's been a warrior. But, you know, men play on Sunday. There's not too many guys in the NFL that are 100% healthy right now. I'm excited, you know, to see what he can do. I'm not going to lie to you. I think everybody in the building can feel the buzz. Everybody can't wait to get to Sunday. I think Kyle and his staff have done a great job going back to the Texas A&M stuff and seeing what he did well. I'm glad I don't have to defend it. It could be a major headache. So I like to just watch it from afar and say, yeah, that looks good. But it's different. It creates defensive problems. You can't necessarily be as aggressive as you want to, because if you get somebody out of a gap or somebody busts an assignment, it can go a long way. So the whole world will find out Sunday. Yeah, we're aware of what he said, you know, and you know we get to play him a second time. So you know he'll get to prove himself. We'll get to prove ourselves again. I do think that the running back combination is a very good one. We played Giovanni Bernard last year when we were in Buffalo. And he hurt us. He hurt us out of the backfield. He hurt us running the football. So he provides a different element to their offense. And you know, Jeremy's done a nice job. I mean, he's a good running back. So it's a good 1-2 punch. There's no doubt about it. Whoever's number one and whoever's number two, it's damn good. Well, I think just going back to, you know, talking about playing like a Brown, one of the things that we really emphasized is finish. And you know, all through OTAs and training camp and even into the season practices now, we always talk to our guys about finishing the play, whether it's bending at the end and tagging off when you're tackling or trying to strip a ball out or interception, turnover, score. So that's been something big for us. The coaches do a great job emphasizing it. I think the players have done a really good job staying within the structure of the defense and letting the plays come to them. And ultimately, they got to make them. And then I think the other thing that we did, I think everybody does a turnover circuit at some point during the week. We do that. But Thursdays today, we call turnover Thursdays. And the we usually set an over-under. It's usually four. And the if the players win, the coach has got to run. If the coaches win, the players got to run. And we whoop it up a little bit at the end of practice for whoever's running. So that's become something that's been fun. It's been competitive. So it's been good. I think that's helped us. Yeah, we're a press man team. We're a press zone team. I mean, that's why corners are so important in our defensive system. But those guys played really well. We played well defensively last week. I still think we can play better. We need to play better the last 3 weeks of this season. But, yeah, that was a big part of our plan last week. It changes every week, you know, based on the offense that we're playing against. So we felt like that was the best plan to go against the Indianapolis Colts. That doesn't necessarily mean that's the best plan to go against the Cincinnati Bengals. I think so. Yep. I mean, we've done a good job, I think, trying to help the older guys, the guys that are more experienced, you know, give them a day off, give them some plays off here and there. I think his ankle's starting to feel better than what it was probably in the mid part of the season. But you could tell he's got more pop coming off the line of scrimmage. He's got a little more juice rushing the quarterback. So I would say yes. Our guys executed, you know, they played fast, you know, not every NFL game, but sometimes a bunch of things just go one team's way and a bunch of things just don't go the other team's way. We're not anticipating that happening again this week. We're anticipating four quarters of physical football, and we're going to have to execute it at a high level to win this football game. So I'm sure that they would like to have some plays back, but you know, our guys did a good job executing. We went out and got the win. That doesn't mean we're going to execute and go out and get the win this week. We still got to work hard, prepare ourselves, and execute every play. Guys, we're in the playoffs right now. I don't think we have to worry about our guys being overconfident. We know we need to win out, so we're taking it one game at a time. But for the Cleveland Browns, this playoffs start this Sunday. So if our guys want to go into that overconfident, that's shame on us.
So you view that as kind of a fluke game by him, or what? I mean, how do you view him as a quarterback?
I view it as that game was what it was. We got the win. This Sunday's a completely different game, a completely different set of circumstances. Some new players playing for them, some new players playing for us. I mean, it's every game in the NFL is completely different.